Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Laura has something for you.
Here, Grandma. This belongs to you.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, honey, I don't believe it.
That's wonderful.
Eddie, Judy, come on down here. We got the quilt back.
Carl, how on earth did you ever find it?
Well, I didn't do it, Ma. Laura did.
Oh, I am so relieved to have it back.
We all are.
Mother, I think now is a good time to tell everybody the story of the quilt.
Yeah, tell us quick before Laura sells it again.
Carl, I was waiting for a special time, and I think this is the time. This quilt was started by your great-great-great-great-grandmother, Amy Rose. That's six generations back, even before the Civil War. Amy Rose wanted a record of our family in one place. It was to be passed down from generation to generation, each adding something special to it.
Each piece of cloth has a special meaning. This was a piece of your great aunt's wedding dress, right, Ma?
That's right. And this is Amy Rose's dress that she wore to church every Sunday morning.
What's this, Grandma?
That's a piece of my daddy's uniform that he wore in France in World War I.
Wow. Where's your special patch, Mother Winslow?
Oh, I don't have one yet, honey. You know, the tradition is that the eldest daughter sews on the patch after you've passed on.
But you don't have any daughters, Mother Winslow.
That's true. But I'd be so proud to pass it on to you, Harriet.
Thank you, Mother Winslow.
You know, I think I know the perfect place to keep this quilt.
Where's that?
Right into the back of a garbage truck! Ah!